Since I started playing around on NSFW Kick, I had the exceptional opportunity to get to talk to a few guys that I really enjoy talking to. And some of them did their homework on me and maybe read one or two of the stories that I posted in Gone Wild Stories, and a few of them Gone Wild audio listeners, and said, "Hey, I think this would be great to actually hear in your voice." So after some thought and some lurking in Gone Wild audio, I went ahead and got verified and thought that I would tell you this story. So the story is about my first threesome. It happened to be female-female-male threesome, and it was with my husband, and it was with a woman, and it was on Easter 2 years ago. So here's my story. I was incredibly nervous the night of this threesome. Not a drinker, but I had poured myself an Amaretto Sour to kind of try and calm my nerves. I wouldn't say that it was working very well. She was already there, and she'd had dinner with us, and I went upstairs to put the kids to bed, and I told my husband to set it up. If we were good to go, she'd still be downstairs, and gone if she wasn't. After the kids finally fell asleep, I went downstairs, and she was still there. Holy crap, what was I in for? They asked if they could make me another drink. I went ahead and went in the kitchen and poured myself one more. I sat on the couch, kind of kitty-corner to the chair my husband was sitting in. And a few minutes later, she joined me on the couch, drinking her glass of wine. I remember texting my husband, and he replied that the ball was in my court unless I wanted him to make the first move. I nearly froze. I placed the phone down and I just sat there and finished my drink. Seconds passed, felt like minutes. She could certainly sense my discomfort. She made the suggestion that perhaps she could give me a massage to help me relax. I jumped at it and said I'd be upstairs. When I got in our bedroom, I stood at the side of my bed and I wondered just what the hell I was getting myself into. I told my husband when we married him, I'm like, "I'm glad you got your threesome out of the way because it's never happening again." And here I was about to let it happen. My husband came up behind me and he wrapped his arms around me and then pulled my face back towards him, kissing me deeply. After we were done kissing, she walked in and asked where the oil was, and I went and got it, and she told me to undress and get under the covers, and she went in the bathroom, and I stripped and put myself in the covers, and so she proceeded to give me a massage, and she talked to my husband about different ways to make me feel good and doing different things. It just, right now, very professional, standard type massage. And then she had me lie on my back, and she had my husband do my chest while she did my legs. And for the majority of this, I had my eyes closed. I was just trying to stay calm and focused and all while just feeling incredibly aroused. I occasionally would open my eyes and look at my husband, who I could just see watching me intently and had such a smile on his face. Finally, I worked up the nerve and I told him they were both severely overdressed. Then she proceeds to pull her dress over her head, and in the light I can see her wearing her bra and panties. Then she puts her hands behind her back and unclasps her bra. Her breasts fall gently. We are about the same size, about 32D, and hers are beautiful. Then she leans down and removes her underwear, and I just lose my breath when I see that she is completely shaven. I'm not trimmed, but definitely not shaven. I cannot believe what I'm getting myself into. She asks if it's okay if she lay next to me. I agree, and she snuggles in beside me. My eyes are closed, and I'm just trying to process the feeling of this hot, sexy, gorgeous woman lying next to me. When her skin touches mine, and then she kisses me, and I about lose my mind. I have never been kissed. I've never kissed another woman before. Her lips are so soft. So soft. I have never felt such softness. I don't hold anything back. She gets full kisses, full tongue. She tastes beautifully. My husband starts fingering me. Slowly, I am unbelievably aroused. And after a while, he moves between my legs and begins sucking and nibbling on my clit. I am so nervous about this. Being sucked on and while being kissed by this woman, I had an amazingly difficult time coming. But it feels utterly amazing being kissed and touched while my husband fucks me with his mouth. When finally I do come, she's actually placed her breast in my mouth, and I am overwhelmed and blown away with the feelings that wash over me. When I recover, I tell my husband to lie down. I know that one of his fantasies is to eat out another woman while I ride his cock. I'm not quite ready to do this, but I do tell her to climb on his face and ride him, and she obliges, and I watch him take those first tentative licks on her pussy, and then pull her legs down to his face and fully succumb to her body. I watch for a little while, and then I decide to take his cock into my mouth. Not long after that, she comes all over my husband, and I can hear her halted breathing as his tongue cleans every bit of the cum escaping her pussy. My husband then brings me over to kiss him, and I do, knowing full well that he wants me to taste her on his lips. We kiss, and her taste is very different from my own. It's very good. Eventually, he pulls her over to the side of the bed, and he decides to fuck her. He's on his knees, and I watch as he slowly rubs the head of his cock on the folds of her pussy, getting himself wet. And then I watch as he slides himself into her. I truly don't know what to think as I'm watching my husband now fucking another woman. I wait a little while, basically kind of trying to figure out now how I fit in. And then I lean over and I begin kissing her. And I slowly kiss each of her breasts. And then I'm in awe when in just minutes she comes all over him again. Oh, I wish I could do this. I cannot come with just penetration alone. Then he pulls out and he lowers himself to clean up every bit of cum from her pussy. She moans and moves a bit, and well, I get back to kissing her some more. And she says that she wants to see him fuck me. So I move to the end of the bed and he takes me doggy style. There's no hesitation, whether it's from her witness or from mine. He just slides right in, and they're both wanting me to come again at this point. He's fucking me, and she's got her hands on my clit. Fuck, it feels just rubbing herself all over me, and it feels so good. But I am so fucking nervous. My body does not want to let me explode. I even try and finish myself off. And while everything I'm doing is absolutely amazing and feels so good, I can't do it. Realizing it won't work that way, my husband turns me around on my back and he begins fucking my pussy with his tongue and his lips and his mouth again. And again, I take forever, but through his sheer perseverance and, of course, my desire to do it, I was finally able to relax and just let it go and just feel it wash over me. The entire time he's doing this, she is talking dirty to me, kissing me, telling me how beautiful I am, how soft I am, what amazing breasts I have. And I'm kissing her and grabbing her short hair, pulling her face to mine, kneading her, wanting her, rubbing my hands down her body, feeling all her beautiful curves, the curve of her back, the curve of her ass. Spent, I lie back, and then he goes down on her again. While he's doing that, I'm back to kissing her and tasting her. And I ask her if she gives blowjobs. I assume as much, but I don't know. She says she does. So then I ask my husband to go to the other side of the bed. I tell her to remain on her back so he can fuck her mouth. She begins giving him a blowjob and I watch for a while. And there she is, lying in front of me. Her legs are together, and I'm debating whether I'm going to try oral on her. Oh, before tonight, I had never kissed a girl. I certainly had never put my lips on another woman's pussy. I debate for a while. I'm just right now watching her enjoy him. I haven't even actually touched her or started to put my fingers near her pussy. And then I start tracing her legs. And I'm just thinking to myself, I don't even know how to do this. Well, my husband sees this and he starts walking me through how to finger her, how to work on her thighs and how to trace the outline and then work my way in. I'm still debating and I still don't quite know what I'm doing. I trace my fingers a bit around her, but since she's completely hairless, none of the moisture from her pussy is on the outside of the lips. I'm fearful I may hurt her. Hell, stab her with one of my fingernails. Then, I work up some courage. And I gently lick the outside lips. Very cautious. Very tentative at first. I look at my husband and I lick again, and then slowly I spread her lips with my tongue, and I find the clit, I find the spot. I might not have done this before, but I know how it works on my body, and I gently start sucking and gently swirl around my tongue and use my lips to wrap around her clit. And I can feel my husband watching me. And then he actually has her stop blowing him so that she can concentrate on what I'm doing to her. He obviously wants me to be successful. Within minutes, she comes. And I am so fucking jealous. I cannot believe it. It's been not even maybe 5 minutes, and I'm running on average of 20 minutes or more, and she came in my mouth in less than 5. It was funny being able to taste her, to feel a slight sudden rush of come from her. I then lay down beside her and we just start touching each other, kissing each other. We kind of joke around a little bit and talk for a little while, and then I miss her. I want to feel her. I want to feel the weight of her. And so I ask her to climb on top of me, press herself against me. And she sort of moved on top, straddling me a little while pressing her chest to mine. What an incredible feeling this woman's breasts pressed against my breasts, like soft pillows almost. We begin kissing hungrily again. This woman is a fantastic kisser. And we're rocking together. And then my husband starts fingering both of us while we lay there. And then next he moved into position from behind her and took her from behind. I could almost feel him go in. I could certainly feel her rocking above me as he fucked her. And then he asked if it would be okay if he could finish inside her. Now, we set some ground rules, but we never talked about this. And I'd already crossed pretty much every boundary I thought I had. But I was very nervous about this, and she could sense this and told him to stop. And then she told him that she wanted to see him fuck me and finish inside me. And so I laid on his back and inclined on top of him, but he wasn't quite ready for me yet. We had spent the majority of the weekend kind of building up to this night. Well, I took his cock in my mouth, and after he started hardening up, I asked her to join me, knowing that this is something else he wanted, two women working on his cock at once. And when he was more than hard enough, I climbed back on. And while I was riding my husband, she was rubbing my back, and I could feel her close. And eventually my poor husband had a muscle cramp, and so we just decided to call it done right there. Well, except my husband didn't want to finish on that note, so he made me come one more time. And so I sat on the edge of the bed, and once again he goes at me with his wonderful mouth and his tongue and his lips, and my legs are up over his back, and then she's lying beside me, talking to me, kissing me, and many, many sweet nothings in my ear, and it was amazing. And even though yet again it took forever, when that feeling hit, when that full body washing hit, it just blew me away. And that, my friends, is how I spent Easter weekend 2 years ago. And it was absolutely one of the sexiest, hottest, amazing nights.